How's it going, listeners? Welcome back to CuboCast. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about the new Warner Brothers Smash Bros. Clone, Multiverse Sus. I always say Multiverses. I guess it could be that.
I always say Multiverses.
Yeah.
That's what everyone says.
But no. They say Multiverse. I don't know why they say Multiverse. I was like, really? Why? Why
Wait,
Multiverse?
They don't add the us?
No.
Multiverse?
At least Zevi doesn't.
Who's who's they? Zevi?
And I think Nathaniel said multiverse. Somebody else said it too, but multiverses.
Yeah.
Because it's verses. Like it's what is that called? Like what? When it's not supposed to be that, but it's like it changes the wording for the actual word to make it a different meaning.
Talking about grammar rules right now?
No, but there's a specific word for it, but it's kind of because the listeners they don't know.
Know what?
Like multiverses, like it just.
I'm confused.
Well, it's spelled multi and then versus.
Yeah, multiverse.
Oh, okay.
That's why when I did the stream on YouTube, I did multiverse and then I capitalized sus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not the same. It's different, but
kind of a weird name though.
It is a weird name.
We wrote it down as Smash Bros. Clone.
Yeah.
Which it literally is. Yeah. Same with the Nickelodeon All Stars Brawl, which Jason and I didn't play.
I never played that.
Because it cost money, and we don't like Nickelodeon. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked the SpongeBob characters, but besides that,
They weren't bootleg, but they were like, I don't know.
Random.
Other than SpongeBob, yeah. Well, there's Invader Zim, which I don't like. I never liked as a kid. That was depressing.
Never watched that.
Huh? In one of the episodes in Invader Zim, he literally eats the brain of kids. Like, one kid is, like, brain dead after.
What?
Because he ate the brain.
That's really
like,
weird.
Watching that as a kid, that scarred me. I was like, is the worst show ever. Why am I watching this? I don't know. But I know there's, like, a cult following. People love that show.
Huh. I think Sam liked it.
It's like it's like the Happy Tree Friends.
Oh.
Who actually liked that?
I don't know.
I didn't like that.
There were people that always turned it on. I know Ricky liked there. He turned it on a lot.
But we literally watched it in school.
Yeah, we did.
You did
that?
Yeah.
Who?
Mr. Bish
turned
it
on.
What?
He turned it on the TV.
Yeah, that was a weird memory.
It was really odd.
I don't like that. Like, I don't know. There's certain things that need to be, like, cute cartoons. They need to be, like, cute cartoons. Like, why make them all gross and gory?
Well, there was that game we used to play years ago. Do you remember it? Fun Run?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
It's basically Happy Tree Friends, but it was like a versus game. But it wasn't Happy Tree Friends. It was different. It was like a cute animal game, but
gory.
It was gory. Like, you were running. You had to, like, trip other people into saw blades and stuff.
We used to play it with John on tablets.
I know, yeah. It wasn't, like, over the top or anything. It was just kind of one of those fun little games.
Hmm. Before the show started, we were talking about DC. So, okay, I'm pretty sure this was the movie because I know there's already a show with a different actor.
Which is also canceled.
Is that really?
Yeah, they stopped making it.
Well, the new Batgirl, again, I'm pretty sure it's a movie, got canceled. And that was supposed to have Michael Keaton's Batman in it.
Huh, yeah. Really?
So that got canceled and they spent over $100 million on the movie already.
It must have been really bad for them to cancel it.
It was probably awful. I mean, think about... Oh, wait. Did you guys watch Morbius?
Yeah. Someone was watching it in the chat, and I glanced at it, but I had no interest.
I watched
it. That movie was so bad.
I can't believe that got past screening. I mean, that was so bad. It was so awful.
I think it's funny how the company, was it Sony that owns it?
Mm-hmm.
They saw the meme, and they saw how many people were saying, oh, the theater is full. $1 billion starting opening weekend. And so they put it back in theaters like 2 months later.
And then it flopped.
And then it also flopped again.
It was because it became a meme.
Yeah.
A Morbentime meme mainly.
Yeah, I know.
And they thought that would actually make people want to go see the movie.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's so
dumb. I think it was one of the most pirated movies recently though.
Pirated?
Yeah.
Because nobody wanted to pay for it to watch it.
It was like, you guys ever see the old Daredevil movie with Ben Affleck?
I haven't seen it.
It was awful. Like, it was one of the worst movies ever. and it was worse than that. Like, it's got that old superhero movies before they were actually, like, decent. Mm. Like, those mid-2000 cringy, like, Ghost Rider. Like
Spy Kids.
Well, Spy Kids
was... Spy Kids 3D.
Spy Kids was something different.
Like, it wasn't as bad as the Shark Boy movie.
Oh, Shark Boy and Lava Girl?
They came out with a second one recently.
Right, recently?
I'm pretty sure. They're like old.
No, yeah, they did.
I'm pretty sure they did. It was,
but I think I saw the trailer.
Taylor
for
Taylor Lautner didn't come back, I don't think. I think it was just the girl.
Huh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be caught dead in that movie.
No, I don't even think he acts anymore.
Yeah, wait, I don't know.
Taylor Lautner, the dude, the guy in it, Shark Boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was also in Twilight. Never even seen that, but I've
seen. Remember that? Oh, there's a. The acting in that is so bad.
Huh. I've never seen it.
The script writing is awful. I haven't seen the full thing, but I've seen clips of it, and it's just terrible.
Is he the guy that kind of looks like a llama a little bit? Like, didn't people say he looked like a llama? Taylor Lautner. There are memes where he was compared to a llama.
Maybe.
I'm actually sure.
Let me see. I gotta look it up.
Wait, Ben. Could you pull up a picture of the costume of Batgirl in the movie? Have you guys seen that?
Is it very similar to the one in the show?
I don't know, but it is. So, yeah, there's a llama meme. Oh, they did make it like my. A llama.
Wait, is that the stupid meme you sent? You named my Darth the Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah, that's one of the lines in the movie.
Or something like that? I don't know.
There's the Batgirl costume. That's it.
That's worse than the show.
That's worse than a cosplay costume.
That is literally worse than the show.
That's just a jacket with the Batman logo on it. That's terrible.
That's terrible. I mean, you would think that more budget would go to what people are going to be looking at the whole time.
Well, think about that. She's running around and people have guns.
That, yeah, but
it's not armor.
Imagine acting in that thing.
Oh, yeah. You would not feel good about yourself acting in that.
Yeah. Like the Batman costume, that would feel pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Like the Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That one's like, it looks like duct tape. Like there's portions of duct tape on
it. Yeah, it looks like a fan-made movie. Yeah.
I saw something yesterday about the Batman movie, or the sequel. Apparently it's going to be a trilogy.
Yeah.
Oh, so seriously?
It was like almost confirmed. Like it was never officially confirmed.
I thought it was confirmed, but
no one knows what the second one's going to be. I wouldn't be surprised.
Wait, what's... Oh, they don't know?
No.
They don't have a title?
No.
No, 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 it's Cucumber!
What?
Nothing. If you didn't see the meme, then you wouldn't get it.
I don't know.
Oh, it was okay. Yeah, it was that Riddler meme,
the Lego one, the Lego Riddler meme.
What?
I'm gonna show it to you after, but
that's a cucumber.
It was a good meme.
It was.
Speaking of food, the cucumber segue. We have spicy noodles for later.
Yeah,
double
we're gonna
spicy.
Do a quiz while we eat the spicy noodles, unless we want to eat them first. And then we do the quiz after.
Let's do them during the quiz.
I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to
That's all it's
going to be
hear.
Slurps the whole time.
I'm going to try to avoid slurpage.
Some people like that.
Well, people watch mukbangs randomly.
Or wait. Mukbang.
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard mukbang. Apparently, it's the right cultural way to say it or something.
It started in like Japan or something. So I don't know. People are very specific when mukbang. It comes to stuff with Japan.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but.
Anime.
Well, yeah, that, but everything.
Yeah, you pronounce something wrong, they're like, that's ridiculous. You gotta say it like this. Like, come on. I don't have to say it in their language. That's why we have our language.
What's this about Saints Row?
It's gonna be two player. You can play the game with the person, another person. It's gonna be two player co-op, fully.
New Saints Row? Have we talked?
It's gonna be. I think we've mentioned it in a previous podcast, but.
August? It's coming out this month.
It's coming out this, like, later this month, yeah.
Speaking of Saints Row, I tried out Saints Row 4. I downloaded it for like 10 minutes. It was so bad. It was awful. It was poorly optimized.
I mean, the gameplay looks pretty smooth, but if you can play it with a friend, I feel like that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
I only remember got out of hell with Jay playing on the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, and it was laggy on there.
Apparently, this one's going to be more serious. Like, it's not going to be as, like... weird, if that makes sense.
I don't know. I feel like Saints Row was always... I was never really interested in it.
It was always a parody.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a parody?
This one, it's a reboot. So they're redoing it.
That's why it's called just Saints Row.
Yeah, they're like creating a new game out of it.
Mm. Wait, it was a parody of what, GTA?
Yeah, our game's like it.
Well, I watched some gameplay of the new one. It reminds me so much of GTA.
Huh.
It's kind of crazy.
So do you have powers in this one?
No, you're a person.
Oh.
You're taking down gangs and stuff.
Hmm.
In like Mexico or something.
Yeah, or Arizona. I don't know about the first something. And second and third ones. I don't even, like, the first one must look so bad because the second and third don't look that great. But maybe those are more serious than the fourth and the hell one.
Maybe.
But those ones were just ridiculous. You had powers where you can jump 100 feet in the air just by pressing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want that. They might have that in the game, but I don't know. From what I've seen, they don't have that.
And I was showing you, I was doing these ridiculous takedowns on people. They were kind of funny, though. Like, the way they were just so ridiculous. It made you laugh.
Yeah.
But you would run into a car at full speed and it would just go flying across the map. Like, it was weightless. It was crazy.
But I feel like the new Saints Row could be kind of cool. Depending on, they can wait for it to come out after and see what the reviews are about it.
Yeah.
If it's any good.
Yeah, I mean, they never really interest me, but I guess if they reboot it and it does really well, then, I mean, I don't know. I like GTA 5.
Well, this one's more story-based, so it's like,
oh, okay.
It's more serious, has a more serious tone to it.
So there isn't an online, like, GTA big
server. None of the Saints Row have had that.
Oh, okay.
So
I guess I'm comparing it to GTA too much, but I feel like they can be compared, right?
Kind of? Yeah, very similar.
I saw this, it was a meme, but it was actually like kind of depressing. It was the first 9 years of Rockstar versus the next like 8 years or something like that. The first 9 years of Rockstar, they came out with some of the most iconic games ever, like five or like four GTA games,
Red Dead Redemption. Main
GTA games, along with a bunch of other side games. They had Bully, they had a bunch of other ones in there.
They had Red Dead.
And there's Red Dead, and then there was like the next 9 years or something, and it was all GTA Online. Except Red Dead did come out.
Red Dead 2.
But still, it was mostly GTA.
And then there's that GTA trilogy that came out.
That was just a remaster.
What? The remaster trilogy. They remastered the older ones, but it was hideous.
Oh.
People didn't like it.
I forgot about that.
But yeah, basically they discovered that they can make way more money by just milking their shark cards than actually making games.
Well, because people keep buying them.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Like, that's depressing.
It's annoying, but...
Well, you don't need to buy them if you do modded, right?
Because
they all have their own currency and stuff like that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that still play online that buy it. Like, there was somebody I was watching on YouTube about, like, they were talking about, you know, are games really worth like $50, $60, $70 and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
And he was basically talking about all these different things. I'm like, I'm just thinking about it. The people that want something are just going to buy it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it works. Most people that play games and stuff, they don't really care about the price tag. I mean, if it goes up, then they get annoyed, but
that's not necessarily true. I've been wanting to play Assassin's Creed Valhalla for a long time.
Well, no, you're different, though. You're a different type of person when it comes to that stuff.
Most gamers that are impulsive buyers.
Yeah.
Like some that we know.
I'm more of an impulsive buyer than both of you. Right. I pre-order games. I do that.
I had a slip up in the last week because I bought a...
Oh.
A controller.
Okay, I've been wanting a controller, but I bought a Dr. Disrespect scuff PS5 controller, which was $250 for a controller.
Crazy.
Yeah, but the controller looks so nice. But
I've been wanting a scuff controller and I've been wanting a PS5 controller for so long, but I was once I saw the Dr. Disrespect one, I was like, ugh, I just bought it.
You'll have that in your Steam Deck.
That actually would
be
a really nice pairing.
Yeah, you could do the Bluetooth thing and connect it to like your monitor or something.
Yeah.
I've been planning on getting one. I know I wanted to get one before Modern Warfare 2 came out, but which actually, that's a good segue to the DMZ mode.
Yeah.
Did they announce that recently, or has that always been kind of general knowledge?
I think it was leaked, technically. So, what was it? So, in Jack Frick's video, he was talking about how there were some basketball players that went and played the multiplayer.
Oh, that's right.
And so they all took little like pictures and stuff and were posting it all over their Instagrams and stuff.
Basketball players?
I don't know why
apparently
they do
every
that.
Year COD does that. That's where they invite basketball different teams to come try out the multiplayer or something. But basically he was saying that there were a few screenshots of something that said DMZ, and then right after that, because it was leaked, COD came out with like telling people that it was like a Tarkov mode and stuff. So it's gonna be very like Tarkov Hunt Showdown based.
But I'm excited for that.
That sounds cool, actually.
Yeah. And then you were saying there's also a Rainbow Six mode that there's...
A very slow-paced, hardcore, like, one-life Rainbow Six type of mode in the multiplayer, which Modern Warfare 2 is going to be crazy with all the different modes and stuff they're going to have.
That is one of my most anticipated, first of all, CODs and even just games of the year, because I know I'm going to get a lot of hours out of it.
Oh, yeah.
There's Warzone 2 coming out. Obviously, Modern Warfare multiplayer is going to be... I expect it to be amazing, because... Modern Warfare multiplayer is amazing.
There's the campaign.
The campaign.
Which we'll be able to play.
The DMZ mode. And then this rainbow mode also. It's going to be insane. Yeah. And it's built on a whole new engine.
We'll have to buy some spicy noodles before that comes out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Buy a tradition. Buy a 20 pack.
I mentioned Assassin's Creed Valhalla before. I've been looking at it for a while, and I didn't want to pay $60 for it. Because, I mean, if you're being honest, it is a lot for a game. But anyway, it's been like that for years. But I was waiting for it to go on sale for a while, and it just hasn't. I would have paid $30 for it.
Have you checked G2A?
Yeah, it wasn't on
sale. It's not cheap.
Yeah. Oh. But there is this Twitch Prime loot drop or whatever where you can get a free week of Uplay Plus. And so I was able to play it for a week for free.
It's Ubisoft Plus. It's not Uplay anymore.
Whatever the stupid thing is. But I tried it last night, and it's actually really fun so far.
Oh, Ubisoft Connect.
Did you get
Connect?
Out of Norway yet?
No.
Okay.
That's a long time.
It's like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, I didn't play that long.
For the intro?
I mean, the gameplay is really smooth.
It is.
Surprising.
Yeah.
Which one did you just beat?
Origins.
But that you beat all of them.
You beat all of them now. Yesterday, I finished Origins, which is my... Well, I still have the DLCs to play for Origins, so I technically haven't beaten it yet, but I beat the base game.
You beat Valhalla?
I've beaten Valhalla and Odyssey.
Before you played the other
years
ones.
Ago.
Oh, okay.
Or not years ago. Yeah, technically years ago, because it was like 2020 when I got it.
Valhalla?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And then Odyssey
really?
I played in like 2018.
I thought that was last year.
Or 2019.
Yeah, I thought Valhalla was last year.
Was it?
I'm not sure. I have no clue. 2020 and 2021 kind of meld together for me.
Yeah. But yeah, I finished Origins, which is the finale game to my
2020.
Assassin's Creed... What do you call it? Marathon?
Addiction? Oh, sorry.
Addiction? I mean, it's not really an addiction because I was just beating the games.
You're going to have to do that video you're working on?
Yeah. I'm going to do a video of comparing Odyssey, Origins, and Valhalla.
Why don't you compare every Assassin's Creed?
No. I was going to
list.
Eventually, I wanted to do a list of...
Do a tier list video.
I'm going to.
You could do both.
With all of them. But a comparison between all of them, that would take a long time.
You don't have to go that in depth. You can just go over like three main points. Combat, parkour, and story. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could do the three comparisons where you make a deep analysis video and then do like a tier list.
That's why I want to do a separate video on the newer ones versus... Like the older ones to have another video for that one because the new ones are totally different.
Yeah.
It's very hard to compare them to the old ones.
Or you can do a video on why what's the main character in the first three?
The first, Ezio?
Ezio.
It's not the first three. That's two Brotherhood and Revelations, but.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's very confusing.
I was going to say why those storylines are better than whatever they're doing now.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of possibilities with me finishing all those.
Yeah,
a lot of video possibilities.
There's also, I don't know if you saw this, Jay, but Ben, can you pull up that trailer? That Steam. There's this game that I saw that actually looks super interesting. It's called Nightingale. And I think it's a recent announcement. Yeah, it was. This is coming out quarter four of 2022.
Quarter four, yeah.
It's like an RPG survival game, but it's very... It has a lot of fantasy aspects.
Huh.
Like giants.
We're watching the trailer for audio listeners.
Yeah. Well, they should be able to hear, right? No?
No, they won't.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a track set for it.
Oh, right. It's very interesting. It's kind of like...
Huh. It looks like it's in a bit of a rough state.
Yeah, this is pre-alpha footage.
Yeah. Yeah, but it seems like a game that we'd play together, like kind of like Ark, something similar to that.
It reminds me of like Conan, yeah, mixed with like, I don't know, like it looks very steampunk-esque.
Yeah,
kind of reminds me of Hunt Showdown vibe.
Maybe the graphical.
A bit, yeah.
Maybe the graphics, yeah. Or like at least what the guy was wearing.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like it's gonna be one of those. Yeah, it looks like one of those games that you can just spend hours with friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
does look really Flooring cool. Forest 2. I can't wait for that.
Oh yeah, I'm doing a video on that too. Ugh. Looks like there's gonna be bosses, giant
man
things to defeat. Look at that. I mean,
that's crazy.
Whatever that is. There's base building.
Looks like there's like special card perk things.
Yeah, I think there might be magic, like magic abilities. I'm not entirely sure.
It looks really cool.
Yeah.
Is it online? Is it like a Rust type of thing?
I don't know if it's Rust. I actually don't know.
Because if it's more of like a Rust type of thing, I don't know if I'm going to like it as much.
I don't think it's Rust. I think it's more like... I don't even think it's like Conan. I think it's more like...
Wait, wishlist and sign up? Oh, I thought it was going to say in play Nightingale. I was like...
So it's a survival adventure game.
I don't see PvP anywhere.
Oh, that's right. People are happy about this. It's more PvE focused.
Okay, good.
It's very PvE focused.
Wait, did you hear about... Or you see Zlaner's video on...
Doctor's
Doc's
game?
Oh,
we haven't
game?
Talked about that. Yeah. Looks very early.
It's very, very early. I think it's the first snapshot of the game. Mm-hmm. So it's like the gunplay in it is not super smooth.
Yeah.
But it kind of... Well, Ben, you can look to open up a video of it.
It's a good start.
We'll get to multiverses soon.
Yeah, it's
It's called Midnight Society. I don't know what the game is called.
Dead Drop. That's what it's called.
Dead Drop?
Yeah, Dead Drop. Gameplay or something. Make sure there's no commentary or whatever.
So is Midnight Society going to be his new like line of games?
It's his studio.
Oh. Huh.
And I think this is going to be... Dead Drop is a vertical focused battle royale that I think has some DMZ elements in it.
I don't think that's it.
Ben. Just look up Dead Drop Dr. Disrespect or something. Nope.
Isn't it the second one? Yeah, the second one right there.
Oh, okay. Oh, some dude.
Oh. Oh my.
This is a live stream.
Huh. What about that Founders Access thing?
4K.
Founders HD. Access gameplay? No, I don't think this is it.
Huh.
Or is it? Yeah. I can't tell.
It is?
Midnight Society.
Yeah. Let's see. Just skip to
it's
like the
Call
gameplay.
Of Duty-ish menu.
I think that's what he's going for.
This is the first snapshot, so it's very early stages.
Yeah. Is it a single player?
No, it's a battle royale.
As you can see, though, the gun, it's not moving very much.
Yeah.
So obviously it's very, very, very new.
Yeah.
But hopefully it'll get better over time.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think it's going to be very... The gunplay is going to be very Call of Duty-esque, I think. Because even that, like, the movement's fast. You could jump pretty far.
That like kind an of older time. Call of Duty?
I hope so.
It might be, yeah.
I think it'd be pretty hard to replicate the newer ones.
Yeah. Well, the Modern Warfare movement's like... I've never seen anything like it. It's so good.
Huh.
But
yeah,
I think
it looks
pretty
interesting.
Yeah, I think he's going to add DMZ elements into it.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll see. I'm excited. It's going to be interesting. This will be the first... I believe the first major like gaming influencer game studio production.
I feel like Doc's been the first for a lot of things.
Oh yeah, he's the first to ever. I think he was the first to ever implement like live elements to a stream, a gaming stream.
He also he made the map in Rogue Company.
Oh yeah,
he went to Rogue Company, and made a map with them and stuff, which is really cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty good so far. I mean, it's early, obviously.
Yeah. This gameplay looks kind of like stuttery almost. Or like weird. Like low frame rate.
Yeah.
It might be the person playing it
too.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen it smoother than
it's
that.
Bottom left.
Huh. Bottom left.
47.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Obviously, he's not optimized either.
True.
Yeah. You can see there's potential there. We'll have to revisit it when it's in a more finished state.
Yeah. Probably won't be done for another couple of years at least.
Oh, yeah. Huh. All right. Well, you guys want to get to multiverses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess, I don't know. What do you want to start? Like, just our general idea. I mean, I like it. Personally,
well, we gotta. I mean, for the people that don't know what it is, yeah. I mean, we kind of mentioned it in the beginning, but it's basically a Smash Bros. Clone that pretty much has any. It's by Warner Brothers, so anything that Warner Brothers owns, they could put into it.
DC, Cartoon Network,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. I'm
trying to think of what other. Like, they have Game of Thrones characters in there.
Oh, that is true, yeah.
They're going to add Rick and Morty characters to it.
Right now, they have Shaggy, Velma, Batman, Harley Quinn,
mm-hmm.
the Looney...
Superman, Batman...
A Bugs Bunny.
Taz. Yeah, Tasmanian Devil.
Bugs Bunny's a mage.
Yeah. Tom and Jerry are also mages, too. Huh. Which, yeah. That's one singular character. That's not two characters.
They have Jake and Finn from Adventure Time.
Yeah.
They have the Stark lady from Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. whatever her name is.
Rain Dog, which is new to the game. Yeah. It's a whole new
What even is
thing.
That?
I don't know.
It's a new thing they created.
Ben likes it. Ben likes to play Rain Dog.
That's the one character I haven't played. Yeah. Well, actually, I only played the characters that were available for free. I never mm-hmm. went to the testing grounds or whatever
you call
that. You
should have played at least a couple online matches so you could get an idea of how annoying it is.
I would have gotten destroyed.
Well, actually, people are pretty bot-ish. I mean, it's also... I think there's also... what do you call it? Ranked? Not ranked.
There's not ranked. It's just you just matchmake.
Huh.
Yeah, but there's...
Skill-based matchmaking?
Yeah, I think there's skill-based matchmaking. Because I'm getting people
I don't know. We were playing... Ben... Wait, was it Ben and I playing? It was somebody... I was playing with somebody. It was me and Nathaniel. We were both Batman. It was kind of toxic, but...
Yeah, that's toxic.
We were both Batman, and he was a level 14, and I was a level 1, because I had not used Batman in the main matches yet. And we went up against, like, a level 15 Iron Giant and, like, another level 1 person.
Who was hosting?
I was hosting.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I'm not sure if it does have
I know that progressively we've been getting harder people to fight.
That's just because the game's been out longer.
Yeah, but I don't get paired with people that are lower level.
I can see that.
There could be SPMM. I'm not entirely sure, but...
Hmm. The only character I actually did good with was that pink lady from Steven Universe.
Oh,
I don't even know what she is.
Oh, she's a brawler.
Garnet?
That's the same thing that Batman is.
Yeah.
I prefer the brawlers there.
We played for like a couple hours,
mm-hmm.
and he wrecked me every time until I used that lady, and then I beat him twice.
Yeah, you destroy me with her.
Garnet? It's because of the boom, boom, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
But he was using Batman the whole time, and Batman
I was trying
crazy.
To get better at with Batman because he was the only character I unlocked.
The most complaints I've seen online are people complaining about Finn.
Yeah, Finn. With the stupid up triangle move.
Finn is just ridiculous.
Where he spins his backpack in circles.
Mm.
It is so dumb. Annoying. He's probably one of the worst characters. That and Bugs Bunny.
Mm.
People complain a lot.
As in, it's one of the best characters to use because they have insanely powerful moves.
I couldn't get his moves. He has a shop system.
Bugs? Oh, Finn?
I never use his shop system.
I don't see people using his shop system, but you can pretty much have... authority over almost every other move with your dash and your upspin.
Hmm. Yeah.
So
that gets canceled out a lot, the upspin, because I was trying to do that a lot and I could rarely get it off.
It depends on where they're hitting you from.
Most of the time it doesn't get canceled.
Huh.
If you do it correctly.
It also depends on the timing. So it's more powerful at the start and then towards the end it dies off so people can cancel it faster.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were also saying the other day, like, the movement. Obviously, the movement isn't as smooth as Smash Bros, but I think from my time playing in Smash Bros, it kind of transferred over to this game with, like, the different, like, movement of the stick.
Yeah.
Because especially with Batman, you can move around really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, how are you moving like that? But I think it's just because of me playing Smash Bros.
Also the character.
And the character.
Yeah.
So I had some sort of, what is the word?
You, I mean, it does transfer.
Muscle memory.
Yeah, muscle memory.
There are some like nuance moves that didn't transfer over. Like for instance, you can't. There is no back air.
Yeah, I miss that so much.
There's no short hopping, which is like. So the game is more floaty. So there are elements of Brawlhalla in here. Like you can grab the ledge. It's much easier to get back on stage than it is in Smash Bros. It's more floaty like Brawlhalla. And then you can string attacks more similar to Brawlhalla.
What? I'm just remembering when we were playing. Sometimes we would have really low health and still go flying off the map for no reason.
No, that was because of the internet connection, I think. Because like, you couldn't do anything. All of a sudden, you're just there, and all of a sudden, you go, poof, and you go fly into the side and die.
The game has weird connection issues.
It does. Yeah. One of the last matches we were playing, I hit him with the hammer using that one lady, and he had like 10% health, and he went flying off screen and died immediately.
I know. And I don't like the ending part.
Oh, yeah.
Where it doubles or triples the amount
that's only in custom.
Eliminations you get.
I've only gotten it custom. I've never gotten it online.
Yeah, but it does the stupid thing where it decreases the map size.
Yeah.
And so if you like get hit once, you're dead.
I think that might be a hazard thing.
He kept turning hazards off.
I did too.
It keeps glitching.
I did too, and I think it still
has. I'm pretty sure it keeps doing it because the safe kept showing up.
I don't get it online.
It's so weird.
There's a lot of things, like especially in like, okay, so like the cut, well, I don't want to judge it too much because this is what, beta?
It's still in beta.
But for instance, custom matches, you need to have at least four players if you're going
to
do...
No, you need to have four players if you want to do free-for-all.
Yeah, but the only way to do 1v1s is if you only have two people. Mm-hmm. You can't do it in Smash Bros. Where like you can have two people and then another couple people as spectators. You can't do a spectator lobby. Mm-hmm. Like it has to be... that you can't have just three people.
They need to up the custom game stuff, and they need to give you some sort of what is it, like something for winning in the custom.
Oh yeah, you can't get any points,
because in Smash Bros, you remember, it doesn't matter if it was custom, if it was a private lobby, you'd always get the chance for a new character if you didn't have them all.
Mm-hmm.
So they need something like that.
Yeah,
not like giving characters away for free. Just they need something to, like, maybe you can increase your battle pass with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not necessarily give you gold or anything. They just need to give you something for playing.
Especially
custom.
If you're playing, if someone doesn't have access to online and they play a lot offline, like, there's no progression for your, you know?
I don't know. It's just some of the things in there are really annoying.
I don't mind the cash system. Like, when you play online, you get this cash, and obviously you can buy the premium. And buy characters, but they're really cheap. Like they worked it out really well to where I'm able to get like most characters that I want. So
yeah,
it's not like a total ripoff.
And you get toast, and you can give other players toast if they did a good job.
And then you get 20 gold if someone gives you toast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
That's why me and Nathaniel, each time, like no matter if we win or lose, at the end we both give each other toast. That way we both get free 20 gold.
That's what I did. That's what I did with Nathaniel too. Yeah. When I played with him.
Yeah.
But
I wish there was shielding.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Grabbing and shielding.
There's no grabbing or shielding.
Superman has a grab move though.
Oh my, that is so toxic.
That's so stupid. I kept doing that to him. It was so funny.
It's so annoying because you see him coming like this. And you know it's over. It's like
it's hilarious.
Cause
you can grab Iron Giant and just throw him off the map. It's stupid looking.
I killed someone at like 20% because I grabbed him, I threw him up, and then I had one of those power-ups, or one of those like additional power-up things that you apply before the match. And then I had a third one because of that. So I grabbed him the third time and threw him off and killed him.
Wow. What is it? What is that move in Smash Bros? I keep forgetting the name of it. A spike.
Yeah, spike.
Spikes in this game feel good.
They feel so good.
Basically, a spike, if you don't know that term, it's basically on either side, so there's a drop-off point for each of them, for the sides of the maps. A spike is when you hit somebody straight down from the side into their death, pretty much. So
it feels
very satisfying in the game.
Especially some people have more satisfying spikes than others. Like
Batman spike is nice.
Batman spike is really good. Who else has it?
Iron Giant's stupid drop.
Down, yeah.
Like he keeps doing that. It was
so
annoying.
If you experience the toxicity of the online Smash community, then in Smash, you will get the same thing in multiverses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are people like Taz, he'll do the spin thing. Iron Giant will do the down B. Mm-hmm. That's how down B in Smash terms, whatever it is in this.
But down triangle or something, whatever it is, like, yeah, that.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
I heard Taz was kind of broken.
Yeah. Taz, yeah. What was that? It was weird.
Oh, well,
you breaking something, Ben?
No.
Oh.
No. What is it? Taz, Bugs Bunny, Finn. I think those are like the OP characters right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I play Harley Quinn, and one thing that I like about the faster characters like Harley Quinn, Batman, the Stark Lady, is that their movement feels similar to Smash Bros. More than other characters,
mm-hmm,
because they're way faster. So you can do the dashes really fast, and then you can string combos together.
Yeah.
So, I know you agree with me. I don't know, Jay, if you felt this, but one thing that really irritates me, and I'm not trying to bash on the game, I actually really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I already have like almost 20 hours in the game.
Wait, it's really? So, I only have like 5 or 6.
It is so fun. I've been playing it so much. But one thing that I don't like about it is this weird element that they added to the combat where you get hit, and if you get hit by a string of attacks, you stay still.
Yeah.
You're stuck in it.
Mm-hmm.
I was complaining about that because I was like, he would be hitting me repeatedly, and I just wanted to dodge or get out of there or something, and I couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. It's not like that in Smash.
Or when they do the stupid, like, the regular attacks, and you just keep punching you and punching you and punching you, and you're like, stop.
Especially Superman's. Have you got caught?
Yeah, I was using ridiculous Superman. And there was one time where I was doing just the straight up punches. Ben, Caleb, and the bot were all caught in it. And I just kept punching him repeatedly.
So bad.
And then you grab him.
You can only grab one at a time, but that'd be stupid if you can grab 3 people.
It's almost as dumb as the stupid, what is it? The Bowser grab. Or is it Bowser and Donkey Kong can both do it?
Yeah. Oh, I hate that.
They grab you and they just jump off the cliff and just commit suicide.
Jake does something similar. He'll eat you and then you can jump off and then spit him out. But that, whatever that is, where you pause and you're stuck and you keep getting hit, is so annoying.
You should be able to dodge out or something.
You should. I feel like, that would be nice. I feel like that'd be too easy, though. There needs to be some sort of
punishment. What are you supposed to do if you get stunlocked, though? That's not punishment. It's just annoying.
I mean, I don't want to compare it completely to Smash, but in Smash Bros., it's not like that. Like, if you string attacks, you have to, like, each percentage, the more the percentage that there is, you have to account for knockback. So, like, if I'm playing, my main is Captain Falcon in Smash Bros., when they're at a very low percentage, I can string a whole thing of attacks. And they're called true combos. So there's true combos and untrue combos. Untrue combos means that if you know a string of combos, it may not always work because, you know, they may be 100% and then they can bounce out of the combo. A true combo means that you know that this string of combos will always work.
Mm.
So, like, in Smash, if they're 100%, I know that I can't do that many combos. But then when they're low percentage, I know I can do combos because there's not as much knockback. But in this game, it's like, it doesn't matter if they're 130%, you're going to stun lock them because there's always that pause where they get stuck and you can't do anything.
Yeah.
I just wish there was more of like, you have to gauge, like, if they're a higher percentage, you're not going to get a combo because they're going to get knockback. But they're a lower percentage, you can do that stun lock thing.
Yeah, we both complained about that when we were playing.
Yeah, it is really, really annoying at times, but
the game especially is so fun, with faster though. Characters.
It is super fun.
The game is really fun.
Oh, I love the game. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of these types of games. Like, I think I told you that if I played any of these games, I'd probably play, like, Mortal Kombat or something.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I do really like this, particularly because of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of the characters are my childhood.
Yeah.
So they're just really fun to see all together.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny when you see Batman, like, yelling at Shaggy about a sandwich in his pants or something stupid like that.
Wait, there was something that Shaggy always said. He always targeted Batman.
Bruce Wayne.
He said. What is it, Ben?
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I'm going to Bruce Wayne or something. Something stupid. Like, they say stuff like that. Or, like, Bugs Bunny is just like, I forgot what he said, but he had some really stupid things he was saying about...
I haven't seen Bugs.
Batman.
They all interact with each other, too.
Yeah, they do.
Like, Finn, if you're playing Finn and then someone's playing Taz, Finn will comment on Taz. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's cool how they did that.
And Batman will comment on Superman about how he's going to beat him with kryptonite or something like that. Mm-hmm. I love how Tom and Jerry have their death noises.
The death noises.
Like, you hear Tom yeah. scream when he flies off the roof.
I love it.
Yeah, it's yeah, hilarious. It's
awesome.
That's awesome.
And then Jerry's little squeak when he dies.
Who was playing when...
The bot was.
Oh, that's right. It was funny, though. And they're all they're all different every time they die.
Yeah.
They're, like, all the different screams. So it's, like, it's really funny.
What was I going to say? Something to do with the characters. Oh, yeah. One of Smash Bros. Downfall. I mean, Smash Bros. Is still big, but not nearly as big. Because the DLC that they added were characters that no one wanted.
Yeah.
Like, at all. No one cared for it.
People were like, oh, they're adding Joker. And everybody's like, yeah, Joker. And then they're like, oh,
it's the anime Joker.
Yeah. So, stuff like that. They added Minecraft Steve, though.
Yeah, that was a good one. Other than that, there's just weird characters that no one cared for. Yeah.
The nameless character, Hero. He didn't even have a name. He was just named Hero.
I don't know.
What is that?
He's from Dragon Quest, apparently. Oh. I don't know anything about that. But
basically, like, even if you... I feel like even people that played the games or watched the animes or whatever it was, they still didn't care because everyone wanted Waluigi.
Oh, like that's been... their final character was Zora from Kingdom Hearts.
What? Yeah, yeah.
The stupid anime kid with the heart sword.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
That was their final character they added to Smash Bros. And everybody was so mad.
Like, huh? But people have been speculating about Waluigi being in Smash Bros. Since the beginning of Smash Bros. Like, since the early 2000s.
Wario was in it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Wait, Waluigi has never been in there?
Never.
That's crazy.
There's been memes about it. People have been wanting it for literally the beginning of Smash Bros.
Mm-hmm. Nintendo's out of touch.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Like, so, they have been for a while.
But I feel like Multiverses is good because we already have a lot of characters we love. And
it's beta, and they're planning on adding a ton more characters.
Yeah, they're planning on adding, I think, Rick and Morty, Mordecai and Rigby. I think they're going to try for those. So, like,
wait, let me see if there's a list of... Let's see.
Yeah, I think I know the main developer said that he's going to try really hard to get Mordecai and Rigby in it. And I think Morty is already coming in to
there's every like current unlimited upcoming fighter characters they can put in.
Yeah, and they're good characters. They're not all these random, you know.
And no matter what it is, most people would enjoy it.
Yeah, like they already have Jake and Finn. They could add Princess Bubblegum. They can add Ice King. You know, they could do whatever they want.
Yeah.
So it says, according to there's a leak. So there's going to be 30 fighters, I'm pretty sure, that they're going to... They're pushing for.
If it makes money, I'm sure they'll make more, though.
Oh, obviously, yeah. But in the $100 edition you can buy, it comes with 30 character tokens.
So you can unlock almost all of them?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Huh.
Even ones that aren't even out yet. Huh. So you'll have extra ones for new ones. So these are leaks. So there's Joker. There's Raven from DC. Gizmo from Gremlins. Marvin the Martian from Looney Tunes.
Oh, nice.
Scooby-Doo.
I was surprised they didn't add that at the start.
A couple Game of Thrones characters, Wicked Witch from Wizard of Oz, and Godzilla.
Godzilla?
Imagine Godzilla fighting Iron Giant.
Oh, that would be cool.
I don't know. And then, let's see. Following list of characters reportedly planned for inclusion but are in early stages. Shut up here. Johnny Bravo.
What?
Fred Flintstone. Oh. Samurai Jack. Powerpuff Girls, all of them in one, as one fighter.
Wow.
Animaniacs, all as one fighter.
What about anything from the Jetsons? Since I'm putting Flintstones in there.
Daffy from Looney Tunes. Scorpion from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, what? My.
Ben 10 and Ted Lasso. I don't know who that is.
That's some like Apple show. I think it's a football show or something.
See,
what? I don't know. It's weird.
Nearly every character you just named is either from my childhood or I know who they are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why the Nickelodeon one didn't.
Yeah,
didn't really push.
I played for the
get our attention.
Yeah, I played the Nickelodeon one for like 2 days, and it was I bought it. I don't know why, but it just.
Because Sam got it. That's
yeah,
why.
But it just didn't work, you know?
You probably just wanted the Smash Bros. Feeling.
Yeah, I wanted it on PC. But also, you know, I think this one's going to succeed even more because it's free. And it's going to be free.
It's Warner Brothers. Like,
yeah.
Warner Brothers is amazing.
Yeah.
So
a lot of the people who are going to be buying it know these characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Nintendo has a ton of random anime-ish characters that no one cared or even knew about.
Mm-hmm.
So at least the characters are definitely a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, do you have that on screen, Ben? The Steam charts for multiverses?
Yeah. Let me transition.
It's 101,000 in the 24-hour peak and 153,000 in the all-time peak.
52,000 people playing as of 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
What does the Twitch scene look like for this?
I actually don't know.
Let me see.
I think it's more of a Smash thing. Like, people would prefer to play it with their friends than watch. But I'm not entirely sure. I know there's already tournaments set up for this.
Huh.
They already banned two characters.
18,000 people currently watching?
They banned
which is pretty decent.
They banned, or one establishment banned two characters from tournaments. One was Iron Giant, and I think the other one was Taz.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wait, that wasn't all the leaked characters. I found another list where there's even more.
Really?
There's some DC Comics. Gandalf and Legolas from Lord of the Rings.
Gandalf?
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Imagine when they have the mage. What is it?
Yeah, they do have the mage class.
They have the mage class in it, so that would make sense.
Harry Potter and Ron Weasley.
Ron Weasley?
What else is there? There's a couple Mortal Kombat ones.
That'd be kind of cool to play a Scorpion.
Emmett from the Lego movie?
What? That's kind of funny.
Oh, that's funny. I bet if they add Gandalf, he's gonna say it. You sound that bad.
Yeah, he definitely will. Yeah.
No. They're going to make that a premium emote that you have to pay for.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what we have at the end, which is the free-to-play aspects of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, also found in the data mine were Wreck-It Ralph and Fix-It Felix.
Okay, that's amazing. Oh, man. I don't think there's Ben.
11 from Stranger Things.
No.
Daffy is that Warner Duck.
Okay, are you sure that? I feel
what
like
is
that
list.
I feel like that list is like.
I don't know.
I think they're just naming
this
stuff.
This is
at
from
that
a
point.
data mine they did. And there were these are in the files.
11?
Wait, how do they even. Warner Brothers doesn't even own
Netflix.
I don't know. Maybe it'll be a collab with Netflix and Warner Brothers? I don't know,
but.
Maybe they threw stuff in the code to throw people off. Who knows?
Possibly.
I mean, the possibilities
are endless. I feel like the
list
I read was more along the lines of what is going to be.
Yeah. Mm. Wait, what did you say Twitch was? How many people watching?
It's about 18,000 people watching it.
I mean,
it's in the top like 30.
Yeah, that's not top 10 for sure,
no.
But that's decent. A decent
I mean,
amount.
It's free to play, so there's going to be more people playing it than watching it.
Yeah. That's not bad. Wait, what were you saying? So the emotes are paid only?
There are unpaid emotes that you can get in the battle pass as like the free part of it,
mm-hmm.
but most of the time, if you want the really cool ones, you got to pay for it.
Like the Shaggy shirt rip.
Yeah, or the Finn. There's the baby dance.
Nice.
Which one?
It's like
the buff baby.
The buff baby dance.
I'm a buff baby.
Yeah, he's doing like the dance too, and he's
awesome.
Saying it. But you have to pay for it.
I wonder if Jake has a make and bake it pancakes one.
I haven't checked. He probably does.
That'd be awesome. See,
but
I don't know. They know that their assets are good. Like their characters are so good.
Yeah.
What was it? Is there a paid version of the Battle Pass?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's $3.
Whoa, really?
It's 300 Gleamium, which is 100 Gleamium per $1.
That's
which is the currency. Yeah. So it's about $3 for the premium.
That's
what do you get for
cheap?
That? If you look in the premium battle pass, you get like a bunch of
you get like increased characters,
alternate outfits for characters.
Do you get like
there's
more
Uncle
coins?
Shagworthy?
What?
Oh yeah,
which is like a secondary outfit. It's more than an outfit. It's like another whole character.
You can get the cat version
really?
Of Jake.
Yeah, the cat version of Jake. You get like from the alternate Adventure Time episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you get the the Finn, what is it?
Pajama Finn.
Pajama Finn.
Oh, do you?
I've seen that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
If you make it all the way through.
Hmm.
Which is kind of cool. And you get some premium backgrounds and stuff.
Hmm. $3. That's like a third of the price of most battle passes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Can you buy character tokens outright?
You can buy characters.
Yeah.
Huh.
The character tokens only come with the Founders Packs.
I wonder how much a character costs in terms of like real money.
$7.50 each. So it's just about $7.50.
I think Smash Bros. Was like, what, $5 per DLC character?
I think so.
Something like that.
It's like $20, and it came with 5 characters, so it was like a $5 off if you bought the the bundle.
And plus 60 for the full game.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, this game's free.
I feel like, I mean, buying a couple of characters would be like purchasing the game if you like it enough.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. The game does it really well. Plus, I'm probably able to get a character with like an hour's worth of gameplay, probably.
Hmm. Yeah, it depends online on how well you do.
Yeah.
Because if you lose, you get like 10 coins. If you win, you get like 150.
Yeah.
If you're able to unlock them pretty easily from normal gameplay, I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's super easy.
Because if you just grind a little bit, you can get the character and be more satisfied with it than paying real money.
That's why they should add the private, their custom mode. Like, you get at least something in custom.
Yeah. You said it the other day, and it makes a lot of sense why they didn't add anything to the custom. You could just let it run.
Yeah.
And then constantly keep winning stuff. And just letting it run all day. And then just get a ton of free stuff.
But they could implement an easy script to detect if someone's just like holding one button down or like a bot is changing like a sequence of things.
Maybe they do the trophy points for like the battle pass.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Up. The battle pass is not the coins. Yeah. The coins you earn from online, you can earn the battle pass from the custom.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it would give an incentive for you to play with your friends.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know you don't want to play online. I wanted to play online.
Well, maybe if I get better at it, I'll play online. But right now,
I wanted to play online so I could get more coins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if there was an incentive to, like, if we got the battle pass for $3,
mm-hmm.
You go and play custom with your friends and you're having fun and you can unlock your battle pass with that.
Has anyone played local yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't tried it.
I feel like that would be a lot better because of the internet connection problems for online.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as Smash Bros. Online.
Yeah.
What is it? Remember online? There was like a little bit of lag.
Yeah, there was the input lag.
The input lag was pretty bad. Yeah. I feel like
It would be much smoother on LAN or not LAN, but local.
That's why Steam Deck would be nice because you could throw it on the Steam Deck, throw it under the TV, connect like 4 controllers.
Wait,
to
surprise
it
isn't on Switch.
What's it?
Multiverses.
Yeah, well, it's coming to Switch,
but
right?
I would rather play it on Steam Deck. It's kind of.
Well, can you connect your Steam Deck to another Steam Deck as a controller?
I would assume so.
With the Steam.
I don't think you can straight up use a controller.
I don't think you can connect the whole system to it.
Well, you just use it as a controller.
But you can create a custom match.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that.
Can you have custom and local at the same time?
I think so. You can invite people.
Like two people on one system
join another
person.
I don't know
if
you can do local on Multiverses.
Yeah, you can.
You can?
I've never done it, but I looked it up a couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, you could probably connect a couple controllers to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who doesn't have a controller? I mean, everyone pretty much has one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as Bluetooth is decent to support 4 controllers, it'd be good.
Yeah. I don't know. I enjoy the game a lot. I haven't played it in a few days, but when I do, I usually play with Nathaniel or something. We play for at least like an hour or two.
Yeah. It's really fun. Yeah. It's free. That's the main thing. Like, it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Like, when you're on the menu, it doesn't feel like it's a free game.
Especially seeing all the different characters there are. It feels like you should be paying for it.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's crazy.
And if I really got into it, I wouldn't mind paying for characters either.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, what is it? I don't think it's on Switch, though. And it is still in beta.
I'm pretty sure, Ben, you just said it was on Switch, right?
No, I'm surprised that it isn't.
Oh,
I think it will be, though.
It's going to be, I'm pretty sure.
All right, go ahead.
I was going to say, or will it not be on Switch? Because Nintendo doesn't want a competitor
that would make
Smash
more sense.
Smash Bros.
Yeah, if it's that good, they're not going to want it on there.
I mean,
there.
The beta isn't on Switch.
Huh.
It's still beta, though. What's the full release, though? What do you think?
I don't know. That's what I was going to say. It's in beta now, but the full release is like in October, no? It is unfortunately quite unlikely that there will be a Nintendo Switch version of Multiverses.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's on every other console besides Switch, though. PlayStation. It's on Xbox and PlayStation. Mm. And then we saw a couple Epic players randomly. Like, why would you play
it
on Epic? Why would you play it on Epic rather than Steam? I don't get it.
I was going to ask, so you connect your Warner Brothers account.
Mm-hmm.
do your characters sync between systems
probably. And
your
progress? Yeah, pretty sure. Probably.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can jump on someone's PS4 or whatever and have your characters.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense that it's not on Switch. There's no
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
There's, now that I think about it, there's no way. Nintendo's so... They're so stingy.
Yeah.
And they hate that kind of stuff.
I mean, you're paying for Mario Kart $60 still. Yeah. Mario Party $60.
It was on sale for 30% off.
Oh, what is it, like $5 off or something stupid?
What is it?
Hmm?
Mario. Well,
like, let's just anything in general that Nintendo has. Yeah,
their sales aren't very good.
It's like 5% off. Yeah. And the game's like $80. It's like, why?
I know.
They're just
out of touch.
Yeah, pretty much.
Unfortunately.
I'm just waiting for Breath of the Wild, and that might be the last Switch game I'll play for a while. That Breath of the Wild 1 was my favorite Switch game.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Imagine this would, I don't know, this wouldn't happen anytime in the near future, but imagine Nintendo does like a PlayStation thing where it's like only a timed exclusive. That would never happen.
It would never would, but yeah, that'd
but
be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, but I feel like if they did, they'd want to make their own launcher.
Yeah, they would.
Because Nintendo is dumb like that.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that, to be honest.
I would Nintendo still want a launcher?
I would still play it on, I mean, computer.
You'd be getting, yeah, that is true.
I mean, imagine those games like 120 frames or 144 frames or whatever.
Nintendo would never put it on Steam.
Mm-mm.
No.
Definitely
they
not
want,
Steam.
They want all the
I could
money
see
they
the
can
old
get.
Their own launcher thing, though.
That would
that
be
sounds
cool.
feasible if they were to do that.
Yeah. Or they somehow find a way for their games to run on mobile, like phones.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be cool. But yeah, they don't want people playing their games on the Steam Deck. Because they want people playing it on the Switch.
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
So if they did go put it on...
Yeah, but
PC.
you can it's a PC. You can download the Nintendo launcher
if they
on
have
Steam Deck.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but
unless
they're
totally
not going to want that.
Unless they block it out. If they did do that.
Block what out?
Like they make it to where you can't actually download the Nintendo launcher on the Steam Deck.
No, I think they'll just skip it entirely.
Yeah.
Nintendo's too greedy.
Mm. They already make enough money on everything they do that they don't need to do that.
Yeah.
They'll probably always have exclusive consoles.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
They're stuck on their own ecosystem. But, I mean, most Nintendo games are pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean,
that's it.
Yeah. Multiverses is basically as... Okay. I'll say objectively, it's better than Smash Bros. Just because how everything's set up.
Mm-hmm.
You can. It's cross-compatible. It's free. The Battle Pass is cheap. It's easy to get characters. All that kind of stuff. I say objectively, it's better. Combat-wise, I do like Smash Bros. Better.
It is in early access,
yeah.
So it is going to be better.
Yeah,
it's
going to
get better. So,
yeah, I like it better than Smash for sure.
Yeah,
I like the combat better in Smash. But one thing that was annoying when I was playing Smash back when we first got it, I didn't like connecting it to my monitor because my monitor was for 1440p.
Yeah,
and it looked bad on there. Mm. Plus, I just had to have the Switch set up as an extra thing on my desk.
Yeah.
Now I don't have to do any of that. I can just load it up on Steam.
It's so nice having it on Steam.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think there's just so many elements that make this better generally, but
it's more accessible.
Yeah. I mean
if they put it on mobile, that'd be awesome. Yeah. I don't think it would work very well on mobile, but
that would be strange. Like, how would you do all the moves?
You'd probably need a controller.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like they wouldn't do that if you were mainly going for a controller. Like, most people that play mobile games don't have controllers.
Mm.
Yeah. So they would need to make it, like, I don't know, buttons on your screen or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I bet they could work it out somehow.
Yeah. It's also way more casual, player-friendly. Like, that's one thing Nathaniel said. Nathaniel's a sweat. I'm not even gonna lie. He's a sweat, and so am I, but... He got way too heated when he played Smash Bros. So that's why he said that he likes this better. Like, even though we still get heated sometimes, it's just way, it's more casual. It's more fun hearted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Smash Bros. Can be very competitive.
Yeah.
Too competitive.
Yeah. I mean, we used to.
Smash Bros. I mean, even playing custom.
Yeah. Especially like, with like Sam.
Oh,
and
yeah. And he'd start losing. He'd get really angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff like that. As I was getting better too.
Yeah, there'd be times where I got
really
quiet.
Annoyed. But
yeah. But yeah, no, this is awesome. I can't wait to have it on the Steam Deck.
Yeah.
It's gonna be yeah.
I wonder how it'll play on the Steam Deck, just using the controllers.
It'll probably feel very similar to a regular controller.
I think it'd feel pretty good.
Like if you come over or something and the three of us have our Steam Decks and we just play it.
Yeah.
That sounds so fun.
Wait, is it possible to like I was gonna say you'd stream from your Steam Deck.
Stream.
Well, actually,
Stream Deck.
Well, no, no. What I was saying is, what if you had a computer and you had your Steam Deck and you HDMI'd the Steam Deck to a TV,
capture card,
and then you use the capture card on the computer to stream your Steam Deck.
You can just get OBS too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you'd want to run that.
You probably want a separate computer for that.
But I could see people playing something like Terraria or something easy to run on the Steam Deck and then streaming it also from the Steam Deck.
I could see that.
But then
it would decrease your internet.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Like a microphone and I don't know.
It'd be kind of hard.
It'd be weird.
I don't know why you'd want to.
Yeah.
It's a handheld gaming device.
That is true.
Yeah. But yeah, if you haven't gotten Multiverses yet, it's free and it's so worth it. Mm-hmm. It is so fun.
There's nothing stopping you from downloading it. There's no pay to play.
It's a wholesome game. I like it pretty much. I love all the characters. That's my favorite part of it.
Yeah, same.
I might get Bugs Bunny.
Huh.
Do it.
I don't know. So you guys ready for some spicy new?
Yeah, let's go and heat those up.
Sorry, audio listeners. We're going to end it now.
Oh, well, actually for Spotify.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, Spotify listeners can... Well, actually...
I don't know how I'm going to do that. Yeah.
Well...
We've been using Anchor for our podcast.
If you want to see the activities, just go to the YouTube, I guess.
I guess otherwise, yeah. I guess the listeners on other platforms will just hear a slurp.
Yeah. All right.
So go to Spotify, basically, or YouTube.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back. All right, so these are double spice. What is it?
Boldak.
They're boldak, just like spicy chicken. Man, this is going to be a lot harder. There's not going to be much slurpage because they're kind of hard.
They're kind of dry.
Yeah, I don't know why that happened.
I think the microwave dried them out.
Oh, maybe. All right, first bite.
These are so good.
I know.
Juicy. Oh, they're definitely spicier, though.
The noodles are thicker. Like the normal ramen. That's what I like about them. Do they sell normal kind?
I don't know.
Non-spicy?
The one time spicy is not that spicy. After eating this one for a couple times, because I've had these before, they haven't, but...
Wait, if you put half the pack of this one, then it's basically like eating the other ones.
It's eating a whole pack of the other one?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's definitely spicy.
Yeah, it's pretty spicy.
I feel it on my chest. It's weird. Like in my, what do you even call that? You feel it down here?
I don't know. I feel it kind of here.
Yeah.
What's the first question, Ben?
What video game franchise does Rooster Teeth use for their show Red vs. Blue?
Rooster Teeth? What?
I don't know.
I have no clue.
Halo.
Halo?
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Yeah.
Oh, Red vs. Blue?
Yeah.
Are we going to do the answers like at the end?
We can pull them up first.
We can do the answers now. It's a little bit different.
Oh, it's hitting you.
Yeah. What was that?
It is Halo.
No. Can you read the second one?
What popular streaming service launched on June 2011 allows content creators to stream video games while chatting with viewers?
Is it Twitch? Probably Twitch.
Oh,
yeah. That one was easy.
2011. Wow. I didn't realize it was so old.
Yeah, I know.
When Google created a playable Mac game for its homepage in 2010, how many hours of gameplay did it see from the collective internet?
3 billion?
Billion.
I was going to say 3 million.
What is it?
Oh, close.
5 million hours?
What video game is taken so seriously in South Korea it is officially recognized as an esport?
It's probably like Dota 2 or something.
CSGO.
StarCraft. That game looks so annoying.
Is that the above view one?
Yeah.
The Obama campaign paid for what in-game advertising in what game?
Obama Prism?
I guarantee it's that stupid political machine game.
I don't know.
I have no clue.
I don't think it's popular enough.
I don't know. Burnout Paradise? Seriously?
That's funny.
So if you go into
it now... Political Machine came out in 2016.
If you play Burnout Paradise now, you see, like, Obama campaign stickers? How does it work?
I don't know.
Oh. What's this one? Influencers? Or movies.
Chicken or the egg.
Highest grossing movie based on a video game.
Tomb Raider. That's my guess.
I think maybe the Doom one.
There's a Doom movie?
Yeah, it was pretty popular.
Ben, don't click it. We're not done with our answers yet.
I wouldn't have thought of that, though. But yeah, that makes sense. Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, I forgot about that movie.
Like a Zamo? I don't know.
I mean, that would make sense because it's Pokemon.
Yeah.
That sounds like Mario and Luigi, but I don't know.
It does sound like that. That would be my guess.
Game Brothers. Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Movie franchise influenced the creation of the game Doom.
Alien?
No, don't click it yet, Ben.
Right.
Influenced the creation of Doom. What's something with demons?
Evil Dead?
Maybe.
I don't know what else it would be.
Huh.
I guess that would probably be the best guess.
Huh. You can click it, Ben. Oh, it is aliens.
Oh, wow, you're right.
That's weird.
Mortal Kombat was originally developed as a licensed game version of the what popular movie before the licensing deal fell through and the game was released independently?
Actually, I don't know that one.
I have no clue.
It's probably going to be some sort of like Asian movie.
What?
I don't know what that is.
Jean-Claude Van Damme's Bloodsport.
What Mortal Kombat character is created, or what character was created based off of widely circulated rumors, but was actually an unintentional error code in the original arcade version?
Character? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know the characters that well.
Wait, is it, what is that one character, the black character? He looks like Scorpion, but he's just a black version of Scorpion. Like, his outfit's just all black.
I think I know what you're talking about. I just don't know the name.
Noob Saibot? Ermac? Oh, wait, really?
Huh. Hey, what is the abbreviation? Error Macro Code 5? Huh.
Vin Diesel film was sued for its original title Diablo by Blizzard Entertainment, who already had a game by the same name.
I don't know.
Vin Diesel movie?
Fast and the Furious. I don't know. That's the only one I know.
The Pacifier.
What?
A Man Apart. Oh my goodness.
It's on your lips.
Oh. This sucks.
It's pretty spicy.
I mean, they taste really good. That's the end of the quiz.
It's not that bad.
How'd you finish it so fast?
How? I ate it.
He's been eating. Yeah, he eats these, though.
I eat these a lot. Almost every day.
Yeah, but not full spicy. Maybe once or twice you did them.
I don't know. Maybe it's just I'm getting used to it.
It's getting worse.
Is that all the yeah, it was.
I guess I'll end it.
Yeah, I can't speak. We'll finish this off camera.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, well.
Sniffage.
Thanks for listening or watching. Be sure to check out our Spotify. Give us a rating on Apple or Spotify. Follow us. Check us out on YouTube. And thanks for watching and listening, and we'll see you in the next podcast.